Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now to a story from our archives. Graham Mosen is an educator, a designer, a woodworker, a cyclist and a gardener, and an inspiration to many. And although Graham has lost his sight, he continues to do what he's always done. I popped into his Inglewood home a couple of years ago when he and his mates and wife, Val Mosen, were enjoying a warm spring morning.
Well, let me introduce you to my oldest friend. This is Brian. Brian and I started the Taranaki Environmental Education Trust back in the 1990s, and
quite a while back.
We've journeyed that path and all its stories ever since. But look, there's a sneaky little breeze. Let's wander up the hill.
Okay. Graham knew he was losing his vision 30 years ago, and he's adapted the property so he can, as he says, still exist in the landscape. Graham, I've heard that you have ropes that have helped you get to the letterbox.
Yeah. I used to have one from that door down to the letterbox, but because I've now started to learn how to use a cane properly, I've disbanded that one, and the ropes just start up here a bit. So
we've walked up to your home, and there's a big sign saying Taranaki Environment Centre, closed.
I should put there, by appointment only. It's lovely. What we did after 25 years was pass the baton on. And, it's a really nice feeling that the current baton holders have got it now operating under the guise of sustainabletaranaki.org. They're busy doing the dreams that Brian and I set in place.
We used to have education days for schools, kindergartens.
That's Val, Graham's wife.
Permaculture courses, but other centres have taken on that task. EnviroSchool started up and the need for action here diminished. So it's back to the two of us.
Over here, Sally, I've got...
Graham shows me the tandem bike he rides while his mate Brian, in his 90s, gets behind the wheatgrass juicer and Ray mans the home-built pizza oven. You were the original greenies of Taranaki, you men.
Well, today we can offer you a short green or a long black. We're just in the middle of digging a kumara garden, so we could wander up there and introduce you to the broad fork.
The broad fork? I'll follow you.
The broad fork, yeah, the yuba.
If you guys wander on, I'll help Brian get set.
Because we've been here this long, we've been milling trees. These are some of the furniture we've made.
Graham used to teach woodwork, and he still enjoys building stuff from wood milled from the property.
We'll go up through the woodshed, and I can show Sally the some planks of wood we've milled. I'm actually a genetic mutation. I'm a mutant. But I've got a condition called retinitis pigmentosa, where I've got a point mutation on one nucleotide on the rhodopsin gene, and it enables me not to recycle all the visual pigment. So over time, it's built up like freckles on your skin, and the vision sort of closes in, and a nice dirty mist comes in, and then eventually...
Can you see light and shade?
What's the extent light and of shade, vision? Yeah. I can see the smile on your voice. Is about the best vision I've got. But as for seeing anything, no, it's all by feel now. So what you're looking at here, Sally, is a Husqvarna 2100 with an Alaskan mill that I made. So this is the latest tree we've milled. It's a walnut tree. And...
there it is.
Right, so we're at the back edge.
Out of the woodwork area, we rejoin the rope system.
And we've just rejiggled the ropes here, Sally, so this is your escape route should you
now
have
this...
to flee to your next apartment.
Graham's following the ropes with his
using your sticks as well at the same time. There's a lot going on in this series of circles, from composting to biodynamic preparations to building projects and vegetable plots.
So it's designed so this acts like a parabolic arc. So the morning sun hits here and bounces down. So each circle has a focus point of the sun. So this is a hexagonal garden. There are six paths. So if we go right around, it's a circle. But if we just walk over here, we should hit.
Yep, just right there. Yeah, so we come to the vegetable garden with ropes and posts demarcating different areas. So this is,
we should find the central pole. So if you see now, there are six poles here. It's a hexagon, not with a radius of 9 feet. The fire in the centre is 9 feet from each pole. So it's based on the bee, you know, the hexagon of the beehive. So basically it's designed for a blind guy so he won't get lost in the garden. So from each pole here, with my cane I can touch two poles. So that's where the path is.
And, part of the garden is set aside for a group of visually impaired people who are to be planting kumara and potatoes in about 6 weeks' time.
So this garden here is going to be the kumara garden. And for a few years now, we've had a group of blind gardeners plant kumara and then come back and harvest them. So, developing a garden to show that, you know, no matter what your visual perception is, you can do anything. This is the one we've just dug. This is for potatoes. Now we're going to put you to work over here on this garden. So we've just finished that one. And so here it is, Sally. This is the U-bar.
It's sort of like a rake, but it's giant.
It's a big fork, yeah. I've just discovered...
You're expecting me to get in there and use
that? Well, demo first. Let me show you what it looks like.
So Graham's getting underneath. He's gone underneath the ropes, and you're
so this is my guide
at the helm of the broad fork.
Graham has guide ropes and planks to help him while he's digging the bed.
All right, so what we do, Sally, is...
It doesn't wobble on you.
We have to get into a bit of acrobatics.
Graham's jumping on top of the broad fork.
Jiggling and wiggling to get it in.
And then pulling it back, lifting the soil, bells the weeder.
The collaborative concept is like a big chook. Wherever I am, I know where I am. And in this garden design, because it's working on a crop rotation, that one there was for kumaras last year. Now this is the kumara garden. And so we did have chooks, so it would have been chooks, then potatoes, and then legumes, and then root crops.
The ropes help guide you to the garden as well as within the garden.
So let me see if it works. I've got to find my sticks again, Sally, because I put them down and lose them all the time. So this is past the compost heap.
Yep, that's right. That's the compost heap.
This is composted Tradescantia, Wandering Woolly. And people think it's a horrible weed, but it makes fantastic compost. Right, now we've got to be lucky, Sally, to get back to base camp, so let's see if we can do it. We should be able to get back to the hand basin. Once you've done your mahi, Sally, then you might be like me, a little bit grubby, so you can spruce up before we get back to civilization.
And that's where we join Ray, Brian and Val for a cuppa in the sun.
Because his eyesight has been so gradual, it's been a constant adaptation. So he hasn't had the shock of a sudden loss. So he's been able to modify, adapt, change, take on different challenges. And, you know, he's always looking forward now rather than harking back.
So this property is a demonstration of how he has adapted as the years have gone by.
Absolutely, yeah.
to me, it shows a very inventive mind.
Oh, it does. One of the scariest phrases in the English language for me is Graham saying, sitting there very quietly and then saying, I've just had a vision. And you think, oh my gosh, here's another huge project he's about to undergo. So sometimes it needs a little bit of reining in and refining.
So he's able to operate in this garden pretty much as before?
Yep. Yep. I trail around after him, make sure he doesn't sort of fall over things. But he's quite capable of moving around here on his own. Occasionally, he might get disoriented when he's up around the other side of the house, up in that big garden up the back. But he always has his phone with him, so I get a phone call saying, can you see me?
When's the next project?
Well, we won't know until I hear those immortal words, I've just had a vision.
Val Mosen. Graham's still running gardening workshops for blind people. And he's got one on coming up this week. And they'll be planting spuds this time, as the kumara haven't been so successful lately. Graham's also still keeping busy in his workshop.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.